Thanks for joining us here on The Good Stuff. Hopefully your spring is clicking right along and you're ready for golf and all those other fun summer activities, camping and those things that are going to be coming up in the near future.
Seems like everybody I talk is getting awfully restless.
And for most of us, it really hasn't been a terribly bad winter either. If you're looking for something to do to get out of the house, how about coming to Valentine, Nebraska for Old West Days? Yep, that's coming up at the end of this month. And again, that's going to be coming up here in Valentine Thursday, April 24th through Sunday, April 27th. Melodrama, featured performances by Floyd Beard, David Paul, Dave Stamey. Eve Miller is going to be up there, Lindy Simmons, and a whole lot more. Some surprise guests as well. And don't forget the Western Art and Trade Show and the free poetry and music sessions during the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Go to oldwestdays.net for tickets and details.
You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching, you know. All you need is Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
You know, the other day, Kim, I asked you about whether it was set in real life or whether it was from a movie line.
Yes.
I'm going to give you one of those to start the program.
But let's remember how bad I did.
No, let's not, because you had like one out of five, I think.
No, I got the last two right.
Oh, okay. So here's the quote. There's nothing in life that's worth doing if it can't be done from a horse. Who do you think said that? Or is it true life, or was it said in a movie?
I think it's true life.
It is. Red Stiegel, cowboy poet and musician, spoke those words.
So. Really?
All right. Well, quit right there because you're 100% today. What do you have to share?
Thanks a lot. I have a poem. Thought I'd let my doctor check me because I didn't feel quite right. All those aches and pains annoyed me, and I couldn't sleep at night. He could find no real disorder, but he wouldn't let it rest. What with Medicare and Blue Cross, we would do a couple of tests. To the hospital he sent me, though I didn't feel that bad. He arranged for them to give me every test that could be had. I was fluoroscoped and cytoscoped, my aging frame displayed, stripped on an ice-cold table while my gizzards were x-rayed. I was checked for worms and parasites, for fungus and the crud, while they pierced me with long needles taking samples of my blood. Doctors came to check me over, probed and pushed and poked around. And to make sure I was living, they then wired me for sound. They had finally concluded, their results having filled a page. What I have will someday kill me. My affliction is old age.
Things start wearing on you, don't you?
They do. I do not know the author of that.
If you have something to send to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can take a look at that. Someday it might show up here on The Good Stuff program.
Yeah, we love to receive those.
Anything else that you have for us today?
Let's talk about when you've maybe had a little too much coffee.
Okay.
People get dizzy watching you.
I've known people like that.
And you've worn the finish right off your coffee table.
There's a spot where your coffee cup and your elbows set.
Yep. The Taster's Choice couple wants to adopt you. And your taste buds are so numb, you could drink your lava lamp. Whoa.
Ooh.
You're so wired, you pick up AM radio.
Well, that's a good thing.
And people can test their batteries in your ears.
Ooh.
Your life's goal is to amount to a hill of beans. And another example of maybe you've had too much coffee is instant coffee takes too long.
Well, I don't like instant coffee. And
me neither.
Pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. You channel surf faster without a remote. That's a little scary. And when someone says, how are you? You say, good to the last drop. Okay, too much coffee. You want to come back as a coffee mug in your next life. Your birthday is a national holiday in Brazil. You'd be willing to spend time in a Turkish prison. More examples of too much coffee. You go to sleep just so you can wake up and smell the coffee. This is really bad. You get drunk just so you can sober up.
I don't think that really works.
I don't either. You speak perfect Arabic without ever taking a lesson. And your thermos is on wheels. Those are just some examples of maybe you are drinking way too much coffee.
Well, you can keep listening to this great radio station for a lot of other great programming throughout the day. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow at this time for The Good Stuff.